This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, after a sharp fall that we witnessed in Friday's trading session, today both the benchmark indices Nifty and the Sensex tried to bounce back and also recover most of the losses that they had made the last week. We also reclaimed the 39,000 mark at one point in time. But volatility took over and we actually booked the seventh consecutive day of loss in today's trading session. How was the whole trading action like in today's day, and also what is the big outlook now?
Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, as you rightly pointed out, D Street witnessed one of the most volatile sessions in the recent past. In fact, a 1,000-point swing, which wiped out most of the gains made out on the Sensex as well as the Nifty and held on to the crucial support level at 11,100. Now, bears took control in the last 1 hour of the trading session as the Sensex started correcting from the intraday high of 39,083 to close at 38,144, wiping out 939 points in the process. In fact, the Nifty 50 also broke below 11,200 but found support near 11,000 levels. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex fell 153 points to close at 38,144. Well, the Nifty 50 was down 69 points to end at 11,132. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in IT while selling pressure was visible in public sector, metals, oil and gas, energy, telecom and banking stocks. Now, broader markets performed in line with benchmark indexes as the mid-cap index was down 0.65%, while the small-cap index fell 0.77%. Now, on a day when Sensex was down more than 150 points, Nifty 50 broke below 11,200. Nearly 400 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low that includes names like Gillette India, Hero Motor Corp, ACC, L&T, IndusInd Bank, Thermex, Lupin, M&M, Raymond, etc., among others. Now, experts feel that news of two new cases of coronavirus in India impacted domestic sentiments, and Nifty broke below 11,200 levels and ended lower by 0.6%. Now, the Indian markets have actually outperformed global peers in the recent past, mainly due to low crude oil prices and no additions in coronavirus cases in India. Now, the top Nifty gainers include names like ICICI Bank, Nestle India, Eicher Motors, as well as HCL Technologies. While in terms of losers, GAIL India, Tata Steel, SBI and Yes Bank were the top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Kshitij, could you also help us understand how was the sectoral indices action today, and also in terms of stocks, where was the maximum volume spike seen?
Right. Sectorally, the IT index bucked the trend as the index closed with gains of over 1%. Now, on the losing front, public sector index was down 2.4%, followed by the metal index, which fell 2.05%, and the oil and gas index was down 1.9%. Now, the Nifty Bank fell nearly 1%. Now, volume spike was seen in stocks like NTPC, PVR, Bajaj Auto, Century Textiles, as well as Esquartz, while long buildup was seen in stocks like Naukri, Esquartz, Mindtree, India Bulls Housing Finance, and short buildup was seen in stocks like PVR, Intergroup Aviation, Jubilant Foodworks, Bajaj Auto and NTPC.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of stocks, there were a whole host of stocks that were in action today on the back of news flows. Let's start off with State Bank of India first. The share prices fell more than 5% today, the first day of bidding for its subsidiary, SBI Cards and Payment Services, IPO. Now, Escort share prices also rose about 8% today after the company reported better numbers for the month of February 2020. TVS Motor Company share prices shed about 4% after the company reported an over 15% decline in the total sales in the month of February on account of BS4 reduction and also impact of the parts supply disruption due to the coronavirus outbreak. Shares of India Bulls Housing Finance gained, however, over 1% today after the company informed the exchanges that RBI's affidavit has mentioned no violations of any nature or kind regarding the company. Also, share prices of Man Industries gained about 3% on March 2, which is today, after the company bagged new export orders of approximately 450 crore rupees. Let's also focus a little bit on technicals now. Kshitij, could you help us understand how are the charts developing and what are they suggesting right now, and what will be the crucial levels to watch out for on the Nifty for tomorrow?
Right. Well, in terms of technicals, actually, Nifty found a bearish candle on the daily charts as it gave away most of the intraday gains. Now, critical long-term averages are placed around about 11,111 levels. So 11,100 becomes a crucial support. Hence, technically speaking, the possibility of this correction getting culminated around the levels of 11,000 looks much higher. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, in case of a pullback attempt, in the upside may remain capped in the zone of 11,433 and 11,536 levels. So for the time being, traders are advised to remain neutral. Now, three levels to track on Tuesday would be 11,036, which is the intraday low formed in today's trading session. On the higher side, 11,433, that is your intraday high formed in today's trading session. And the next level to watch out for would be 11,536, which is the swing low formed on February 27th.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dinshitish, for sharing all these important levels to watch out for and a strategy that investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.